Okay, so my first real college girlfriend, she grew up in a family, something like the Cosbys, right? Her people had all kinds of degrees. They listened to jazz. They had marched with Dr. Martin Luther King. And they loved each other and were happy and stuff. And it was seriously, it was ridiculous. And I'm crazy intimidated, right? Because in my family, it was against the rules to know anything. And I just knew they were going to sniff me out as unworthy. That's why I started tripping, right? Well, my girlfriend invited me home to her place to meet her family. And she said I had to make a good impression with her father because he wasn't too sure about me, given some of the reports that it trickled back. Well, what am I supposed to do? What can I say to him? What's important to him? And she thought about it. And she said, well, Black community is important to him. And politics. Politics. What is he? He's a Republican. All right, cool. I didn't know anything about politics, but I could learn. You know, so I started reading and getting some information together. You know. So when we get to the house, I had brought some flowers. Her mom was cool with me right from jump. I mean, her brother, we talk about basketball, Pistons, Bulls, Lakers. He's eating out of my hand. But I know, and they know, and everyone knows that this is but the opening gambit, the preliminary niceties, not even the first round. The real challenge would begin momentarily, because girlfriend is daddy's girl, and daddy is waiting. He steps out of his den. That's right, his den. He looks at me. Kisses his daughter on the cheek, still looking at me, and tells me to come inside his den. I pull girlfriend along for moral support, but Pops puts a quick end to that noise. No, just you. We need to talk. All right, that's okay, man to man, right on, right on. I was ready. I was prepared. I'd studied. I was gonna let him know that I was a man about my business. He closes the door, sits down at his desk. I sit down on his leather couch, hard, like a man. He looks at me, examines me, and he says, tell me about yourself. Here it is, the moment I had practiced for. So I let him know. Well, sir, two things that are important to me are the Black community and Republican politics. And he's kind of nodding his head. I continue. Because, you know, if there was one thing Ronald Reagan wanted to do, it was to help Black people. You know, with the trickle-down economics. And we should take all the money and spend it on fighter planes and bombs where it can do some good for a change. Am I right? And you know Social Security is for communists. He looks at me and he says, boy, have you lost your mind? And he starts shouting and yelling and hollering and saying all kinds of stuff. And of course, I don't know what he's talking about. And that's one thing. But as I watch the spittle rage from the man's face, I know the problem is not him. The problem is me. This yelling man believes stuff. What do I believe? What do I believe? I don't know. And I figure it's about time I find out. And after some of the commotion had died down, some of the harsh words were apologized for, it turned out that instead of saying Republican, girlfriend should have said head of the local Democratic Party. That was that day. So today, on Snap Judgment, From PRX and NPR, we proudly present Identity Crisis. Amazing stories from real people asking themselves the hardest question of all. Who am I? Indeed, my name is Lim Washington. Get ready, because you're listening to Snap Judgment. Snap Judgment.